Hare Krishna. So Arjuna is giving various reasons for not fighting. The first reason that he gave from verse number 28 to 30 was, they're my relatives, how can I kill them? He was overcome by lots of compassion and emotion. And then in verse number 31, we saw that Arjuna is saying that I don't want kingdom, I don't want victory, I don't want any happiness. But then why is he saying that? That particular thing we'll see now in verse number 32 and 33. So let's recite the same. Kim no rajena govinda kim bhogair jivitena va esham arthe kankshitam no rajyam bhoga sukhani cha ta ime vastita yuddhe pranam styaktva dhanani cha Acharya pitara putras tathaiva cha pitamaha. So here Arjuna is saying, Kim no rajyena govinda kim bhogair jivitena va, O Govinda, O Krishna. He's saying, what is the use of rajya, kingdom? Kim bhogair, what is the use of enjoyment? And then he goes on to say a very, very high thing. He says, Kim jivitenava? What is the use of life? See the levels, he's taking. He says, what is the use of kingdom? What is the use of happiness? What is the use of life as a whole? And then he's saying, suppose if Krishna is asking, Are Baba, why are you saying all this? Then he's saying, Esham arthe kangshitam no rajyam bhoga sukhanicha. For all those ones for whom we want this Rajya, kingdom, bhoga, enjoyment, and sukhani, happiness. All those people, O Krishna, O Govinda, are in front of us. Oh, what are they doing in front of you, O Arjuna? Taime vastita yuddhe pranam styaktva dhanani cha. All of them are situated on the battlefield for what? Yuddhe, for a fight. And they're ready to give their prana, life. And they're not even bothered of losing the wealth. They're ready to give up their wealth also. Who are those people? It's a long list. In this particular verse, we see Acharya, teachers, Pitaraha, fathers, Putra, sons, and then Pitamaha, grandfathers. So now he's naming, in fact, in the next few verses, we'll see there's a long list still there. Let's discuss this particular verse now, these two verses. So here, Arjuna is clearly saying that, O Krishna, you tell me. Very, very logical argument. He's saying that what is the use of this kingdom, happiness, life as a whole, if we kill all of them for whom, we want all these things for? So a very valid argument. And here, he calls Krishna as Govinda. Now, very interesting meaning of Govinda and a very interesting lesson for all of us. I'm sure this will be an eye-opener for all of us today. Let's read that. Prabhupada makes this wonderful lines, from this purport. Arjuna has addressed Lord Krishna as Govinda because Krishna is the object of all pleasures for cows and senses. So Govinda, the word can be divided into two, Go and Vinda. So Go means cows. Go mata, cows. And go also means our senses. And Vinda means one who gives pleasure. So Govinda is the personality who gives pleasures to cow, to cows, and to the senses of human beings. So Krishna is that personality, Govinda. And then he continues. By using the significant word, Arjuna indicates that Krishna should understand what will satisfy Arjuna's senses? And now something related to us. Materially, everyone wants to satisfy his senses and he wants God to be the order supplier for such satisfaction. The Lord will satisfy the senses of the living entities as much as they deserve, but not to the extent that they may covet. This is a very, very, very interesting point to understand and analyze. So normally, when we go in front of the Lord, so what do? We have a huge list. saying, I want this, goes on, it's long list. We try to do business, you know, with the Lord. I'll give you this, I'll give you one laddu, and then you give me these things which will give me so many laddus. I'll give you this, maybe 3 incense, and you give me these things. So basically this is what we do. And this is very, very clearly seen in people in general, that when they ask for something to God, Krishna, and if Krishna seemingly, if he is not fulfilling the desires, what do people say? God does not exist. There is no God. Why, Baba? He didn't follow what I said. So basically, people, implicitly they mean this, indirectly, this is what they mean. They mean that I have given order, why this person is not following my order? What, is your father's servant or what? To follow the orders that we are giving, is he our order supplier? No. Is he our maid servant? This is a very important point that we have to understand. Many times, people in general, when their desires are not fulfilled, they start going to various dhongi babas. And somehow coincidentally, when they go to that dhongi baba, maybe coincidentally, their desires might get fulfilled and they start saying, there is no Krishna, there is no God. This particular baba, he is real God. And they start worshipping, so on and so forth. They forget what is given in Shastra. Why? Because people don't understand what is our level and what is Krishna's level, or what is our relationship between Krishna, or relationship between Krishna and us, not to be more precise. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the master and we are his servants. We are not his master. He is not our servant. Jivera Swarup Hoy Krishnera Nityadas. Our Swarupa, our real constitutional position is servant of Krishna. Krishna Das we are. Krishna Das. Not that Krishna is our Das. But the way we behave, saying, I have given this order, why is he not fulfilling? He will fulfill. See, this line is very clear. It says that he will satisfy the senses of living entities as much as they deserve. Only as much as they deserve, not whatever they are desiring. Whatever a living entity deserves, only that much the living entity will get. This has to be very clear. When something we are not getting in our life, it basically goes on to say that we don't deserve. We are not the deserving candidate for that particular thing. But then, our relationship with Krishna is this much only, where we order and he supplies. There's a deeper relationship. And what is that? See, Govinda is not meant for satisfying our senses. This is very clear. If we try to satisfy the senses of Govinda, however, then automatically our own senses are satisfied. When one tries to satisfy the senses of Govinda without desiring to satisfy one's own senses, then by the grace of Govinda, all desires of the living entity are satisfied. So currently what we are missing in our life is, we are not understanding the crux of bhakti, the essence of bhakti. We think that only when my desires are fulfilled, I'll be happy. But that is not the thing. That is not the case. When we satisfy Krishna by serving him very nicely, without any motive, when we give pleasure to Krishna, automatically we become satisfied, automatically we become happy. How do we justify the statement now? Simple analogy I would like to give. So suppose a driver having his master, you know, in the car. So master is sitting behind in the car, the boss, let's say boss. The boss is sitting in the car behind and driver is sitting in front driving. Now, driver is a servant and the person sitting behind is the master. So, driver should serve the master, correct? Now, when the master is saying that switch on the AC of the car. So, when the driver switches on the AC, so when he's switching on the AC, basically he's serving the master, correct? He's trying to serve the master and try to give him pleasure. But master will never say, hey, you cannot enjoy the AC, put on sweater. He's not going to say that, right? So when the AC is on, when the driver switches on the AC or the music to give pleasure to the master, what's happening? Even the driver is getting the same pleasure. Similarly, when we are serving Krishna, what happens? When we are serving our master, when we are serving our life and soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, automatically we also become satisfied. And this is the key for satisfaction. There is no other key apart from this. So when Arjuna is saying Govinda, he is saying, why are you not, you know, satisfying my senses, O Krishna? So here, under Krishna's directions, Arjuna is speaking all this so that he can teach all of us that this is not the way we deal with Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, Arjuna is going to list a long list of people who are standing in front of him, and is going to speak much more detailed arguments to tell Krishna, oh Krishna, I don't want to fight. So that will come in the next few verses. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.